What do you believe? What do you support? By W.B. Screws. The Pilgrim's Messenger. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. -11 Timothy 1:13. Published monthly by W.B. Screws, Glenville, Georgia. 25 cents a year. Volume 14. January, 1935. Number 6. Entered at the post office at Glenville, Ga. As second class matter. Some think that to prove the doctrine of the salvation of all mankind, we must have some version of the scriptures, other than the King James. This is a mistake. The King James version teaches it, as can readily be seen by the following passages, which I quote just as they are in that translation. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. John 12:32, 33. Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came upon all men unto condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Am. 5:18. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Cor. 15:22. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Tim. 2:3-4. Other passages could be given, but these are sufficient. Now you who believe the King James Version is the only correct translation, what do you say to these passages? That version is correct in the matter of teaching race-wide salvation, however faulty it may be in other respects. Just how does your mind work in regard to these passages? You know I have quoted them correctly. Have you made up your mind that they are not true? This is a serious question. What is your attitude in the matter? You may spurn me, but what about spurning God? There are passages in the King James Version that seem to teach endless punishment. But do they teach it really? Let us see. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. ATT.25:46. How long is everlasting? Is it endless? One reference should be sufficient to refute such a thought. In Exodus 40:15, we find that the sons of Aaron were to be an everlasting priesthood. Are they a priesthood now? No, nor have they been for many centuries. The Aaronic priesthood ended long ago, as everyone knows. This proves that everlasting is not endless. From everlasting to everlasting thou art God, says the writer of the 90th Psalm. From one endless duration to another endless duration, thou art God. Is there any sense in such an expression? There is not. There cannot be two periods, each endless, and one following the other. What will become of the everlasting hills, when the earth passes away? What will become of Canaan, the everlasting habitation of Israel, when the present earth is no more? Everlasting will come to an end. The everlasting priesthood ended. The everlasting hills will be destroyed. The everlasting habitation of Israel will cease to exist. And everlasting punishment will come to an end. Then what will hinder God from carrying out his plan to save all? Even as Sodom and Gomorrah are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Ad 7. Will there be such a thing as eternal fire? There will be. What is it like? The fate of Sodom and Gomorrah is an example of it. Jude says so. How long did the actual fire last? Just long enough to burn the cities. How long will the effects last? Until the close of the present age. Then those cities shall be restored. See Zech 16:53-56. Eternal is not endless. That passage proves it. To whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever? Ad 13. How long is forever? In Luke 1:33 we find that Christ shall reign forever. Then in 1 Cor 15:25 we learn that he shall reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. His reign shall end at that time, for he shall deliver the kingdom to the Father. See verse 24 of the same chapter. Christ shall reign forever. Forever will end when all enemies are put under his feet. This shows that forever is not endless. If the forever that marks the reign of Christ shall end, the forever of the blackness of darkness shall end. Shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever. Eve 20:10. This is spoken of only three persons: he beast, the false prophet and the devil. How long is their torment to last? Only so long as day and night come as they do now. In the new creation there will be no night. See Rev. 21. The torment will not continue longer than the present earth lasts. It will end before the new earth is created. Always, when endlessness is mentioned in the Bible, it is expressed in a negative way. Christ's life is said to be endless. See Hebrews 7:16. Why does it say endless? Because endless means without end. Why not eternal? Why not forever? Why not forever and ever? Because all these words denote time of limited duration. Our life in the glory is said to be immortal and incorruptible. These words mean not mortal, and not corruptible. Negative expressions, you see. Believers shall have everlasting or eternal life before the age's end. Everlasting and eternal is used in the King James Version, mean within the ages, or eons. After the ages, the life shall continue, but everlasting and eternal do not express this. Others shall have everlasting punishment, of the blackness of darkness forever, of eternal fire. These words denote duration within the ages, or eons. After the ages, they, too, shall have life and salvation, if the passages quoted in the beginning of this editorial mean anything. These passages teach race-wide salvation, and nothing in the entire book denies it, when we consider the meaning of words at the time the King James Version was made. Now for a serious talk to those who believe that all mankind shall be saved. I am very serious about this. You believe that God has resources of grace that will save the whole human family. You do not believe that anyone shall be endlessly lost. Now, what are you doing about it? Are you giving your support to an organization that would expel you from membership if you should teach what you believe? Are you? If so, did you ever think how inconsistent this is? I am not trying to destroy the churches. I could not if I would. And I would not if I could. But I am certainly within the bounds of common sense when I say, let those who believe the teachings of the churches, support them. If you believe in the endless damnation of part of the human family, you should support the churches. But if you do not, why should you support that which not only teaches what you do not believe, but would also starve me, and other ministers who teach what you do believe? Can you see any good reason for doing this? No one who believes in endless damnation would give me one penny. They would see me on starvation before they would do it. They have the same attitude toward other ministers who teach race-wide salvation. If those who believe our teaching do not support us, who will? And how can they, when they are supporting institutions that would stop our teaching if they could? What was that you said? You must try to be popular?
Oh!
So that's it, is it? Well, can you afford to be popular at the expense of what you believe to be truth? What about your conscience? Does it never trouble you? Seriously. Teachers of the salvation of all mankind are so poorly supported that much of the time they do not know where their next week's rations will come from. There are many faithful ones who are doing all they can. But there are others who are, to say the least, dividing their support between those who teach what they believe to be truth, and those who would entirely stop such teaching, even if it takes starvation to do it. I have no right to ask anyone to support me, or even to help do so, if that one does not believe my teaching. On the same basis, Churches have no right to the support of those who do not agree with their teaching. The churches do have a right to expect the support of all who believe what they teach. Why, then, should not teachers of the salvation of all mankind expect the support of those who believe this doctrine? You may be placed where you cannot hear it. But if you know of men who are giving their lives in spreading this truth, you should send supplies for their support, even though you may never get to hear them, yourselves. Wherein is this unreasonable? Again I ask, what do you believe? What do you support? The X on your paper means your subscription has expired. Please renew at once. Extra copies of this issue should be distributed among non-subscribers. You may order them in lots of 10 or more, and send 1 cent a copy. I will mail them to you. Won't you order some to hand out? I appreciate the many kind letters I have received from readers all over the United States, commending the messenger and encouraging me to continue. It is impossible to reply to all the letters, because I am so busy. But I trust all will be assured I deeply appreciate their kindness. Some have sent donations to help in the work. This, too, is deeply appreciated. I try to acknowledge receipt of all the money sent as donations. Return to main index page,